It's KQED News. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon. Less than a year after the first coronavirus death in the United States, a vaccine is being distributed across the country. Watching the TV footage of trucks and planes carrying precious doses on the tarmac, it feels like we're watching the hometown team returning victorious after a championship, except every single city wins, at least eventually. Here to tell us about the largest vaccination campaign in U.S. history is KQED science reporter Kevin Stark. Hey, Kevin.
Hi, Raquel.
So the long-awaited vaccine is right here in the Bay Area. Who's getting it?
So California's first doses arrived at Los Angeles International Airport last night, and tens of thousands of doses were delivered to hospitals around the state by FedEx today. San Francisco received the first 2,000 doses that have been reported in the Bay Area this morning at Zuckerberg General Hospital. And officials in Santa Clara County say all of its hospitals are preparing for the arrival of doses later this week. Here's the county's vaccine czar, Marty Fensterscheid.
We will be receiving our first 17,550 doses of Pfizer vaccine, and we expect arrival of the vaccine into our county this week. We are following the priorities that were determined by the CDC and the state, and we will be vaccinating healthcare workers as well as residents of skilled nursing facilities.
So what was really interesting about that today is that officials are really downplaying this vaccine news, and they're doing that because coronavirus cases and hospitalizations are rising across the county. Health officers are really concerned that if the virus isn't checked, that hospitals could soon be maxed out. And they don't want people to be complacent. And they're just making sure that they understand it will be many months now before the vaccine is widely available. San Francisco's health officer delivered a 10-minute coronavirus briefing this morning without mentioning that the city received some of the state's first vaccine doses only hours before. He only acknowledged that in response to reporters' questions.
Wow. And at this point, there isn't enough vaccine to go around, right?
That's right. California is receiving only a few 100,000 doses of Pfizer's vaccine to start. That's only enough for a portion of the state's hospital workers and people that are in senior centers and other facilities.
Are there more doses coming, and when?
There are, absolutely. So the Pfizer vaccine will be rolling in series of shipments over time. Officials are also preparing to deliver the Moderna vaccine, which is up for approval this week. Santa Clara County said in their press conference today that they could receive as much as 30,000 doses next week. That's pending approval, of course. There's a bit of good news. These vaccines, the Moderna vaccine and the Pfizer vaccine, are administered in two doses, and they're expecting so many doses to be coming into the state that they're not going to split these shipments in half. They're going to administer everything they have, and they are expecting more to be coming in just behind it.
So who were the first Californians to get vaccinated against the coronavirus?
Kim Taylor, an ER nurse at a Kaiser hospital in LA, was one of the first people in the state to get the shot. Here she is.
We frontline workers have been working around the clock over the past 9 months, sacrificing so much of what we do and love to take care of our patients. We've been doing this while trying to take care of our own families and keep them safe. What I want you guys to know is that help is on the way. Today's just the first step.
Can't come soon enough. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks.
KQED science reporter Kevin Stark. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon, KQED News.